I used to have a house, had a lot of property. I think like a couple acres, 2.5, 3 acres. And I used to cut it with my riding lawnmower. One day, summer day, it's super hot. I'm out riding my riding mower around for a couple hours. I almost have the yard done, and thing runs out of gas. So I figured, well, this isn't too bad. It's right next to the house virtually. I can just walk up to my shed, get a can of gas that's about this big, which I would surmise is about 2 gallons. Now, if you know anything about lawnmowers, you should always let them cool down before you refill them with gasoline. But as a kid, from cutting a lot of lawns, I would go up to my little mower, and I'd spill a little on the muffler, and it would smoke a little bit, and nothing would happen, and life would go on. So I get this big, full 2-gallon thingy of gas, and I lift up the cowl on my mower, and I put it in the gas tank, and some stuff spills on the muffler, and it's smoking. And I'm like, ain't no thing. I got places to go. And boom! It knocks me down on my ass, and I'm looking up at my lawnmower, and there's a little fire happening from the stuff that landed on the muffler, and the plastic 2-gallon gas can is right where I left it, right there. And right away I'm thinking, this probably isn't going to turn out to be too good. So I think it hadn't melted through all the way yet, but by now the plastic gas tank that is in the mower is overflowing, and this flame coming out of this thing is rather angry. It's really a pissed off fire, and it's about 8-10 feet tall. And I thought to myself, I got it, because I have Mr. Fire Extinguisher under my kitchen sink, which isn't that far away. It's about from here to the back of the wall there. So I go in, I get my fire extinguisher. I've also heard that you're not supposed to put out a gas fire with the hose. It dilutes the gas and it makes it spread, blah, blah, blah. Come out with the fire extinguisher and psh, white powder it, puts the flame out. But it's still smoking and it's hot, and poof, it takes off again. So it's like, man, I'm stubborn, are you? Hit it again, puts it out, poof, takes off again. So then it's like, okay, psh, and there's nothing left in the fire extinguisher, and this thing is just roaring. So I go inside in my dining room. This may have been pre-cell phone days, I'm not sure. And I make the 911 call, and I'm on the phone literally, and I can hear the Cockeysville Volunteer Fire Department sirens going off in the background. They're only a mile away, and I'm thinking, I got this. This is cool. They're going to be here before you know it. I don't know if the thing's going to explode. I think it's just going to be on fire, and that's that. So, la la la, yes sir, they'll be there right away. Do you need an ambulance? No, I'm fine, even though I felt a little singed. And when I hang up the phone, I'm looking out the window at where my lawnmower used to be, and there's not, it's not there anymore. And what I figured out later was under the lawnmower are 2 fan belts. Like you used to have in the old cars that are only like this big. One of them spins the blades, and one of them goes back to the rear end, which drives the vehicle, which are now part of the fire, I think, because they're made out of rubber. So I go outside, and conveniently, my lawnmower didn't ride down through the yard into the woods, but it has stopped right on my propane tank, which is outside of my kitchen wall. And I'm kind of, I think I was looking like this. Because I don't know, I'm not sure really what's going to happen here. This propane tank, if it gets hot enough, could take off like a rocket. Maybe nothing's going to happen. Maybe it's going to explode like a grenade. Maybe I shouldn't be standing here. So the fire department shows up, and they kind of put it out, which was like an uneventful kind of deal. I don't know what they did. They sprayed some crap on it, and it went down. And they're asking me, well, sir, do you need an ambulance? And I'm like, no, I just feel a little, you know, well, you look a little red. I'll be okay. Well, you should go up and try to wash off, because sometimes when things like that happen, you might get some gas residue on your skin. And I go, okay, cool, that's a good idea. Thank you. And my lawnmower is completely there. And I go up and I climb in. I don't even know why I took a bath, because I usually take a shower. I'm in the bathtub and everything's fine. And I go to get out of the bathtub and my skin is on fire. And I got to get back under the water. So somehow I call this friend of mine who was a nurse and blah, blah, blah. And it turns out I got burned up a little bit. I had like second degree burns on my arms, which I didn't know about. So like the next week I call my insurance guy. And it's like, Howard, I did something really stupid. I burned up my mower. Like, what do I do? Will my homeowners cover it, this or that? And he's like, yeah, just go buy another one. I'm like, seriously? What was it? It was like Montgomery Ward's. I think it was a 38-inch cut. Could have been a 42, I think 38. And he goes, yeah, just go buy one. He goes, Robbie, I get like 20 calls like this a month. So I go to Monkey Ward's. And at that time, I discovered, because I'm looking at all the new models, all the gas tanks are behind the seats now. They have no gas tanks up near the motors, so you can do brilliant things like I did, which was burn myself up. That's my catastrophe.